And joining us now, Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates, whose working life includes not just a past in journalism, but also some years spent working for a council of philanthropic organizations, where today's got to be very big news. Karen, what exactly is this going to mean? Do you even know yet?
That's the interesting thing, Alex. I don't think anybody really knows what it's going to mean because it's never happened before. This is a huge amalgamation of two huge chunks of charitable money. And so people are predictably excited. Everybody's speculating. And nobody really knows what it's going to mean yet.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has concentrated on education and public health. There's billions and billions of dollars there. But can you compare this to other foundations? We think about the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and great wealth in the past that's gone into philanthropy.
Yeah, that's almost become synonymous with, you know, lots of money if you just say, oh, you're a Rockefeller. We know pretty much what that means. But actually, I talked to Dwight Burlingame, who's the associate director at Indiana University's Center for Philanthropy, and he kind of put it in perspective for us.
The potential here is indeed greater than, actually, when we think about what happened during Carnegie and Rockefeller, that the size of the gift in today's dollars is probably somewhere around four times more than what was allocated by the previous philanthropist at any point.
Okay, so four times more than the Rockefeller Foundation. And you look at, this is the foundation that started what's now commonly referred to as the Green Revolution, the movement for sustainable growth and development in third world countries that enabled countries that had populations that were literally starving to feed themselves through disease-resistant, drought-resistant kind of plants. So we're talking an impact four times greater than that, four times greater than the Carnegie Foundation. Remember, Andrew Carnegie was famous for, among other things, having been the catalyst for the American Public Library movement. The movement was afoot before he gave the money, but he was really the yeast that kind of boosted it. That means that we can all go in now with our library cards.
And actually went around and built those libraries and communities all over the country.
He did indeed.
Do you see the possibility of some trend here? Because it's interesting that there's not going to be a Warren Buffett Foundation, huh?
There's not. You know, and I think some people are very happy about that, that they're saying that here is a philanthropist who wants the maximum bang for his philanthropic buck, has found someone who is doing programs that he approves of, that he's interested in, that he'd like to become active in. And what he has basically said is, I'm going to forego the bricks and mortar, the everything else, give it over to you guys.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates. Karen, thank you.
You're welcome.